Hello everyone, welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host XO. Hope y'all been having a good week.
Man,
I'm still like in awe of last episode. If you haven't heard last episode, check it out. I'm interviewing my good friend, Dr. Zipporah Brown, about mental health, about her whole journey to into her doctorate. And then as well as building her wellness collective and just interviewing her, picking her brain, seeing what she likes, dislikes, all that. So if you haven't heard that episode, check back. It's the last episode I just dropped. Let me know what you think. Share it with a friend. Share this episode with a friend at the end. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. I greatly appreciate it. But on today's show, I have the quotes of the day. What I learned this week, as well as launching a business while working full time. Steps that you need to take launching that business while working full time. And that's gonna be it. And I'm gonna give y'all an update on the next show. But with my quotes of the day, the first one is, there's nothing in this world that can trouble you as much as your own thoughts. You know, they say we are our own enemy, our worst enemy. And them thoughts and negative thoughts, having negative thoughts, a negative mindset, negativity, always thinking negative, always thinking bad, that stuff will become a reality. So to get from that negative thoughts and negative sides, stay positive. Surround yourself with positive people. Do positive things. Do what makes you happy. Do what lifts your spirit. Do what inspires you, motivates you. Do what you're passionate about. Do that instead of being in that negativity, drawing in that negativity, wallowing in that negativity, because it's only getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then all you're going to just see is negative stuff happening. So don't let your own thoughts trouble you, or don't become your own worst enemy. Once again, the quote is, there's nothing in this world that can trouble you as much as your own thoughts. My next quote is, controllers, abusers, and manipulative people question themselves. Oh, excuse me, let me recite that again. Controllers, abusers, and manipulative people don't question themselves. They don't ask themselves if the problem is them. They always say the problem is someone else. So if you have these people in your lives that's always trying to control you, trying to always abuse you, trying to always manipulate you, they don't question themselves. They're just trying to project that control onto you, project that abuse onto you, manipulate you. So don't let them project all that onto you. Step back, and maybe you have to get away from them. You don't need those type of people in your lives. If you have controllers, abusers, or manipulative people, you do not need them in your lives or your circle. They're only drawing you down, bringing you down. You don't need to waste any more time dealing with that. Once again, my quote is, controllers, abusers, and manipulative people don't question themselves. They don't ask themselves if the problem is them. They always say the problem is someone else. And that's facts. I'll be right back. What I learned this week. The first thing I learned was book yourself as an aspiring photographer. Getting clientele and building your portfolio will start off rough. And that's a good thing about it. So it gives you time to really perfect your craft and learn the craft and learn the abilities of lighting, angles, cameras, lenses. And booking yourself means, what I see it as, just really hitting up friends, hitting up family members and seeing, oh, well, they want to do a photo shoot. You know, everybody wants to be in front of a camera. So that's one of what I'm learning. Just start booking yourself. And I'm booking myself on a consistent basis where I'm just taking pictures of people. I love what I'm doing, so I'm not worried about the income, because I love taking pictures. I love the craft of it. I love the passion behind it. I love just the art of doing photography and being a photographer. So that's what I'm just doing, booking myself, hitting up family members, hitting up friends, hitting up anybody, whoever wants to shoot, whoever else I think is good for photo shoots. And I've been doing that a lot lately. That's what I'm doing this month, just booking different people and just doing different shoots, which I love. And I'm really building my portfolio and learning more about my craft and learning about more about my camera in the process. Another thing I learned this week is trust the actions. People will say a lot, but their actions will show you what they really mean. And that's true, because I'm very observant, and I observe a lot. So sometimes I observe more than I speak. And that's good though. It's observing and learning about people around you and the peers around you. So that's what I'm really doing, is trusting the actions, not the words. And a lot of people have been speaking and the actions have not been following. So that's why I got that from. So trust the actions, not the words, when you're dealing with people, when you're dealing with anybody, because actions go a long way. And as well as these NBA playoffs have been crazy. I know this happened a week ago, but I didn't see the Bucks getting a gentleman sweep. The Bucks getting swept like that. But Miami do got some dogs on their team. And I think they can low-key make it to the finals. But we're going to see who they come out and play with. I think they might go with, they may play the Celtics. So we'll see. But it's still crazy, man. As well as learning, I told y'all that drop shipping. So stay tuned. Get y'all close with me, the customers. And that's about it for what I learned this week. So like I said, book yourself. If you're starting something fresh, starting something new, especially as photography, learn, reach out to your family members, reach out to people around you, and just book yourself, get yourself booked so you can perfect your craft and get to where you need to go. And don't like hold yourself back. The next one, trust your actions. Trust the actions and not the words. And that'll be a long way. And this is a bonus one just for you. Just judge everything by what it costs you. Judge everything by what it costs you, time-wise, not money-wise. Judge everything by what it costs you. Are you putting too much time in a certain area that you shouldn't? Should you be dividing your time within certain resources? So it's like judging what by everything costs you. Judging you, what is your present costing you your future? So judge everything by what is costing you now as you wait, as you're doing everything. Judge like going out. If you're always going out, what is that costing you? Or if you're always constantly eating out. Just stuff like that. Judge everything by what it costs you in overall. Is it costing you your present and your future? Or is it costing your future? Just judge everything by what it costs you. And I'm going to be right back with the top topic of today, launching a business while working full time. Sana Ali. Hot topic of the day, launching a business while working full time. Number one, plan ahead. Research the market, research your demographic, research the product. See what your business statement is, what your mission is, what you want to do. Plan ahead, meaning plan out the first year, then plan out the next 5 years, then plan out the 10 years ahead. Plan, maybe you have to plan backwards to where you're at right now. Where's your ultimate vision? Where's your final destination, your beautiful destination? Start there, then plan backwards to how to get there. So plan ahead, your demographic. See who you're selling to. See who's your customers, your future customers. See what they're doing. See what they like. See what they love. See what they're passionate about. See who's going to be reoccurring buyers. Who's going to be falling in love with your product. And see what product you want to do. See if make sure you're passionate about your product that you're doing. Just always plan ahead. Number two, the right idea. Are you passionate about it? Passion will drive you a long way in starting a business and on this entrepreneurial journey. You got to be passionate about what you're doing and love what you're doing, because there will be times where nothing's working out, but you still got to find that passion, that drive, and that grind, and embrace them times, because they will come. Can it make you money? What are the resources you need for this product, for this business to sustain itself? How much time do you need to invest into the business? What knowledge and skills do you need to have for this business? Can it make you money? That's a big question. Can it make you money? Everybody wants to know that. The right mindset. That's number three, having the right mindset, staying focused and staying disciplined on yourself. When them times where you wanna, when your friends are going out to party, are you gonna say, nah, I can't go party, I gotta work on my business? Or the times where you're extra tired and at night, are you gonna work on your business? Or are you gonna just call it quits? Like, nah, I'm too tired to work on my business. There will be times you have to have the right mindset. You'll be tested. Move in silence. There's no need to discuss your moves. Don't give up and give yourself a plan B. So always have that right mindset, that right plan, that right discipline, and stand focused and move in silence. Trust yourself. It's going, like, it's a journey. It's gonna be ups and downs. It's a grind. But if you know There's going to be times where you fail. There's going to be bad times. There's going to be times when you go broke and all that. But if you just still have that vision, have that courage, and have that faith in what you're doing, then nothing will stop you. Because you know, all right, I know I'm going to go through these phases. I know I'm going to go through the ups and downs. I know I may go through a heartbreak. I know I may lose some friends. I know I may lose some family members. I know I may lose some money. I may have to sleep in my car, go homeless, or however it is. You just have that right mindset to sustain and be focused and disciplined to know, yes, I'm going through all this right now, but I know where I'm headed and I see my future. I visualize my future every day. So my current situation isn't my final destination. Number four, set priorities and create a routine. Set time aside for your business. Schedule out your days. I always talk about scheduling out your days. Have some time blocks within your days. Get support, create tasks, plan your week on Sunday. Find ways to work when you're tired. Like I said, there's going to be days when you're tired and you just don't feel like doing it. And you're like, man, I don't feel like doing none of this today. I'll leave it for tomorrow. Maybe you have to dedicate 15 to 20 minutes just doing something. Researching the market, researching the demographic, just dedicating that time and putting your time in and putting yourself in versus like, nah, I ain't got the time. I'm too tired to do this. Because while you're tired, somebody else is trying to work and do that. And they're tired. So you got to see it like that. But even though, that's why you got to plan your days out too. So you have time to work in your business versus going from your 9 to 5 and then going home and be all exhausted. Take them breaks within the day. Make sure you're feeding yourself the right nutrients, the right food, and really taking care of yourself. Get support. Set priorities. Schedule out your days. Create tasks. Plan the week. Plan your week on Sunday. I love planning my weeks ahead so I know what I'm doing this week. So plan ahead on Sunday. That's what you have to do. Sunday comes. I do Sunday's self-evaluations as well as planning my week ahead, planning my budget ahead. So plan ahead. Don't let yourself get caught up with the week and Wednesday come, you're like, oh man, I forgot to plan out. No, plan your week ahead so you have everything structured out so you're not running around like a chicken with their head cut off. Number five, save money. That's the biggest thing. Save at least 6 months of savings, of income. Look into a side hustle. I got a podcast episode discussing different side hustles that you can create, especially with COVID going on. There's a lot of side hustles that you can do. Just got to get out there and look for them. Figure out how to make money early for your business. How can you make money for whatever business you're doing? How can you make money early? Maybe you will have to create that side hustle where that side hustle is the money for the business right now. So figure out how you can make money from your business and as well as saving money. So once again, the five steps or the five tips of launching a business while working full time. Number one, plan ahead. Research the market, your demographic, and the product. Number two, the right idea. Are you passionate about it? Can it make you money? What are the resources needed? How much time do you need to invest in the business? What knowledge and skills do you need to have? Number three, the right mindset. Staying focused and disciplined. Move in silence. There's no need to discuss your moves. Just move in silence. Don't give up or give yourself a plan B. That's a fact. Sometimes we give ourselves a plan B. Oh, if this doesn't work, I can fall back on this. Nah, it's either this or nothing. Sometimes you got to burn your bridges and sink your ships and just go all in on this. Put all the chips on the table on this idea. Number four, set priorities and create a routine. Set time aside for your business. Schedule out your days. Get support. Create tasks. Plan your script. Plan your week on Sunday. Find ways to work when you're tired. Give yourself that motivation when you're tired. Give yourself that inspiration. That's why I said, are you passionate about it? There's going to be days where your passion is tested. Number five, save money. Save at least 6 months of income. Look into a side hustle. Figure out how you can make money early for your business. How can I make money early for my business? Look at side hustles. It's all about research. You do the research, the answers will be there for you. And I got a bonus segment for y'all real quick. It's called What to Do When You Fail. The first one is be flexible and change what you should. Be flexible. That's what in this world, you got to be flexible and open-minded. You can't be stern and firm on your ideas or anything. You got to be flexible, open-minded, and be willing to change and adapt. If you're not willing to change to adapt, you will fail hard. Another thing to do when you fail, ask for help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help from your peers, for anybody else, for your mentors, or just reaching out to somebody, asking for help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. It shows strength. Number three, remind yourself why what you're doing is important. What is your why to whatever you're doing? If you failed, you gotta remind yourself your why, your purpose. Why am I doing this? Oh, because so my parents can retire early. Oh, because I want that dream vacation. I want financial freedom. I want time freedom. Figure out your why. When you fail, always go back to your why. Oh, I failed. Why am I doing this? Oh, this is why I'm doing this. And it gives you that drive. You didn't fail. You just hit a roadblock. You get past that roadblock and keep going. So figure out your why. Remind yourself why what you're doing is important. Number four, give yourself a break. Learn to take the breaks throughout the days, throughout life. And know, you, like I said, your body will tell you when you need to take a break. So learn, figure out when you need to make a break or take a break in your life. Or throughout your days, throughout your weekly days, your weekly schedule. Figure out the break times. Break times are very important. They help your brain rest. Number five, take the time to recover and start over. Sometimes you have to, when you fail, you have to go back to the drawing board. All right, where'd I fail at? Bet. I learned from that. I won't fail on that time. So that's like a lesson for me. It's not a failure, it's a lesson. And you're failing forward, not backwards. So maybe you have to, like it says, take time to recover and start over. You're not starting from square one. You're starting over with the knowledge that you have from the failure that you did. So be aware of that. And the last one is, remember, you have more chances to achieve your goal. Every day is a new opportunity to achieve your goal, to reach your goal. You always have more chances to reach your goal. So don't ever give up on yourself or tell yourself you can't do it or get in that sucking place. You can do all things. Failure is not the final step. Failure is the first hurdle to success. I'm going to give y'all a brief break and I'm going to do a recap of today's show. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Sana IE. Recap. I started with my quotes today. There is nothing in this world that can trouble you as much as your own thoughts. We are our own worst enemy. Stop criticizing yourself. Stop questioning yourself. Stop telling yourself the negative things. Stop with the negative self-talk. Stay positive. Be positive. Start a gratitude journal. I'll keep emphasizing that, starting a gratitude journal. Be more grateful, be more appreciative, be more positive about yourself and what you have in your situation. Don't let the negative thoughts, the negative energy, the negative people get to you. You are the captain of your own fate. My next quote is, controllers, abusers, and manipulative people don't question themselves. They don't ask themselves if the problem is them. They always say the problem is someone else. If you have these people in your lives, run, for real, because those people will only drag you down and you'll become just like them. So run the other way. Get these people out of your lives. Stop wasting time with them. Stop thinking they'll change. It won't change. They'll keep dragging you down. I discussed what I learned this week. You've got to book yourself, man. You've got to start somewhere to get somewhere. Book yourself with anything. You just got to go out there and take the leap of faith and just trust yourself and trust your craft and start working. Start working to get better. My next one was, trust the actions, not the words. Always trust the actions, not the words. Next one is, judge everything by what it costs you. Judge everything by what it costs you. And you'll live a more open life, I want to say. I discussed launching a business while working full-time. I know a lot of people working full-time. People want to start a business. I'm giving these tips so they can figure out where to start on how to start a business, because I highly recommend everyone starting a business in this day and age. It's so easy to start a business. Get out there, do it. Start saving your money to start a business, especially if you're working full-time. Dedicate that time to your business, to your side hustle, getting your business started. Don't just go home, sit up, watch Netflix and chill, watch Netflix, YouTube, and Hulu and everything. Give yourself that time to grow. Launch a business. Do something that you're passionate about, that you've always wanted to do. And the steps with launching a business, the first one I said, plan ahead. Do the research. Research the market. Research your competition. Research your demographic. Research the products that you want to sell. Number two, have the right idea. Are you passionate about it? Can it make you money? What are the resources you need? How much time do you need to invest? And what knowledge and skills do you need to have to run your business, to sustain your business? Number three, having that right mindset. You will always be tested. Stay focused and disciplined. Move in silence. Don't give up on yourself. Don't even give yourself a plan B. It's this or nothing. Set them priorities. Create a routine. Create a schedule. Set time aside for your business. Schedule out your days. Get support. You'll be surprised how many people support and love people that start the business. So you'll have support around you, either family or friends. If they don't support you, I support you. I'm here to help you start your business, start what you want to do, what you're passionate about. Create the tasks that you need to create your business, to start your business. Plan your week on Sunday. Sundays is the perfect day. It's chill, mellow. Plan your week. Maybe you have to start doing, like I say, self-evaluation. Evaluate how you did throughout the week before. Find ways to work when you're tired. Trust me, I know. I had those times where I'm like, man, I'm too tired to do this. But something in you will be like, nah, you're not tired. You just think you're tired. Get on the grind and do what you have to do to accomplish this. Number five, save money. Save at least 6 months of income. Look into a side hustle. There's tremendous side hustles out there. I got episodes talking about different side hustles, starting a side hustles in this pandemic. Start a side hustle. Get your side hustle created so it can sustain, so it can fund your business for the time being. Figure out how to make money early for your business. I also discuss what to do when you fail. We all fail in life. Fail forward, not backwards. Number one, be flexible and change what you should. Always be flexible, always be open-minded. Always be willing to change. Don't be so firm on yourself or on your idea or on your business that, oh, I did this, I don't need no ideas, no tips or opinions from anybody else or reviews. No, be flexible, be open-minded, be willing to listen and learn. Ask for help. Ask for help shows strength. Ask for help doesn't show that you're weak. We all need help in some area of our lives. So whenever you fail, try to see, all right, who can help me so I can become a success at this? Remind yourself of your why and what you're doing. Remind yourself of your why. Why are you doing this? Your why is so important. Your why will keep you driven, keep you inspired, keep you motivated, keep you going throughout all of this. So figure out what your why is, your why and your purpose. Take time to recover and start over. Maybe you have to take, like I said, go to the drawing board. Give yourself a break. Remember to take them breaks throughout the days, throughout the weeks. Breaks are good for the mind, the body, and the soul. Take them breaks. Remember, you have more chances to achieve your goal. Once you fail, embrace that failure and know I can still achieve my goal. I can still find success within this failure. And I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Some people won't be happy until they push you to the ground. What you have to do is have the courage to stand your ground and not give them the time of day. Hold on to your power and never give it away. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Sana IE.